If you breathe while inside your house, you're generating water vapor. Some of that water vapor can potentially be damaging to your attic, your home's building materials, and to you. Hi there. Welcome back to another episode of our podcast, Airing It Out with AirVent. My name is Paul Shelsey. I host AirVent's in-person attic ventilation Ask the Expert seminars offered every winter to roofing professionals all across North America since 1998. Today, we're going to talk about the less obvious reason to ventilate our attics to help fight wintertime moisture. Many people automatically think of heat buildup in the summer as the reason to vent the attic, but wintertime moisture is equally a concern. To help us explain why winter moisture can become a problem and how best to tackle it, let's welcome to the show Jerry Becker, roofing consultant with Roof Life of Oregon in Tigard, Oregon. Welcome to our podcast, Jerry.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the invite.
Thank you for joining us today. I have known Jerry for many years, and he's been an active participant in our industry education efforts, sharing tips, tricks of the trade. He helps me answer questions when our seminar is in town locally in the Portland area. And he shared his insights in many industry articles we've written with the help of his colleagues in the roofing profession. So thank you again, Jerry, very much for always being available and willing to share.
You bet, Paul. As you know, this is one of the subjects I'm passionate about when it comes to roofing. So I love talking about it every chance I get.
I love that you're passionate about it. It's awesome. Jerry, our listeners may be surprised to learn that the average family of four generates 2 to 4 gallons of water vapor every day. In the book, Moisture Control in Buildings, the following activities that occupants of the house engage in daily are identified as water vapor generators. Here they are: cooking, cleaning, doing laundry, showering, hang drying wet clothes indoors, indoor plants, storing firewood indoors, and then breathing and perspiration, which alone account for over a gallon per day. A study out of Clemson University lists up to 6 gallons of moisture per day. Jerry, that's a lot of moisture, as you know, but it's not noticed in the warmer months because it's generally not a problem in the warmer months. It doesn't condense. But that same water vapor that we generate in the summer is more problematic in the winter because it's attracted to the colder attic where it can and does condense as frost or water droplets, given the opportunity to do that, drip onto the attic insulation, which can reduce its insulating capability. A recent article in Professional Roofing Magazine said, condensed moisture can cause deterioration of most roof deck types and corrosion of fasteners used to secure roof systems. Condensed moisture can promote the growth of microorganisms that can weaken or destroy building components, such as plywood and wood joists, and cause health and aesthetic concerns. We're talking about potential mold growth and reduced indoor air quality. Jerry, let's look at these potential problems closer, one by one. Deterioration of the roof deck, basically wood rot. What have you seen specific to wood rot, Jerry, and why is it a concern?
Well, what I was seeing, what we do here is, I mean, one of the most important things that we do when we go and look at a client's house is we actually are going into the attic just to see what's going on with it, because that actually tells us the whole story of what the house is doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it does. The house talks to us. If we listen, it's going to talk to us. And so when we go in there, we're looking at the roof deck to see what condition it's in. You're going to feel it on top and you're going to see it down below. So when you're on top, first of all, when you're walking around, you're going to notice that it's very, very pliable. It's not rigid and solid like you're used to feeling on a newer roof deck. And then when you go inside, that's when you start seeing the delamination, the glue falling apart, the microbial growth soaking up into the wood itself.
Sure.
I mean, that's an actual living organism that is destroying your house from the inside out. And it's getting rid of the most important part of your house, and that's your roof.
Yeah.
So when we're looking around, I mean, that is a concern. And you want to go in to find all that rot, because you do not want to put a new roof on top of that rot. Otherwise, when the wind comes up, the roof is just going to blow off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah, it's very important to take a look and see what is actually going on with that deck and to let it talk to you.
Sure. I like that. Let it talk to you. That's neat. I like that, Jerry.
Yeah. I mean, if you do, you listen to your house, it's going to tell you what it needs.
Related to that, the corrosion of the fasteners, rusty nails. Now, on a basic level, it seems obvious, but for our listeners, why are rusty nails a concern?
Rusty nails are actually kind of a funny thing. I get a lot of clients that will call us up and say, hey, my roof is leaking everywhere because they see water droplets on the end of these nails and they say they're rusted. I was like, well, actually, you know, that's not a leak in your roof. That's actually condensation that's building up in your attic, and it's attacking all your metal fasteners in your roof. And what that does is it's deteriorating away that fastener that holds your roof onto the deck itself. And so if you see rust on the outside, imagine what it looks like up into the plywood where that water is seeping into it, and it just destroys that fastener. And then you have a compromised roof whenever you have a storm or anything like that that comes into your area.
Well explained. Thank you, Jerry. Yes. Then there's mold. Look, at the minimum, mold's unsightly, at the very basic minimum. But beyond that, it could be harmful.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, have you encountered mold in your projects? And to what extent, please?
Yes, I have a story that I like to tell my clients, a roof that we installed probably 6 years ago now.
Okay.
When I went to this house, I knock on the door like I always do. And this is before COVID, so we were actually able to go inside the house and look at the attic. That's the only downside I don't like about what's going on right now is we're not able to go inside attics as much as we used to.
Yes.
And I feel bad for the clients, because they get change orders and stuff like that on it. But anyway, that's not the question you asked me.
It's okay, though. Yeah.
We have an experience with a lady that we went to her house, and she was on oxygen.
Oh.
She had a hose that followed her all the way throughout the house. So no matter where she went into the house, there was a long hose that would follow her. And she had a big oxygen apparatus in the front room. And when I went into the attic, there was so much microbial growth, so much condensation, so much mold and mildew up there that her roof deck was actually shiny. I mean, you could see the water, and it was not raining.
Outside. Yeah.
Outside. It was not raining outside. In the attic, it was on the verge of raining. And people don't realize that, because it's like what you said earlier. People think about the heat and they worry about the heat. And that's the only thing they think about, because that's what they can feel. They don't feel the moisture building up in your attic, and they don't smell the mold and mildew in your house because you've lived in it your whole entire life. It's like your cologne that you put on. When you first get it, you love the smell of it. But then you stop smelling it. You're like, well, this stuff is like wore out or it doesn't work. But as soon as somebody new comes around, they're like, oh, that cologne smells awesome. So we have a unique ability. When we go into a person's house, you can smell the mold and mildew, especially for this lady. I mean, it was thick and heavy. So what we had to do with her roof is we did completely rip off the whole entire deck, and we had to put new plywood down. You cannot do mold remediation when it comes to something that is that bad.
Right. It's too deteriorated.
Too far gone.
Yes.
It's too far gone. You're going to be spending thousands of dollars, and it's not going to fix a thing. It's only going to cover up the problem. That's the problem with mold remediation that we have found, is you have a mold remediator that goes in, and they cover the problem off or cover the problem up, but they don't fix the reason why it started to mold in the first place.
Yes.
So when we got this roof taken care of, we ripped off the deck and we changed all the ventilation in the house. I mean, this house breathes. I mean, the attic, you can just feel it go.
Such a difference. Nice.
Oh my gosh. And so the way we run a roofing program is once we install your roof, we're going to come out there on the second and fifth year to do a full inspection again, just to see how it's going. It's one of those things that we want to make sure that everything's dialed in. And by historical facts or by statistics,
yes,
a roof is going to fail in the first 5 years to 8 years due to a manufacturer defect. And plus, we're going to be able to see, especially a house like that, that was ridden so heavy with mold and mildew, to make sure that we got rid of it and it never came back.
That's excellent.
So on this lady, when we came back a year later, actually, because she invited us to come back.
Okay.
And the reason why she invited us to come back, she goes, "Did you notice anything different about my house?" And I go, "I notice you're not in oxygen anymore." And she goes, "Exactly. The doctors can never figure out why I needed to be on oxygen."
What?
And until I got my roof replaced, got all the microbial growth, all the black mold and white molds, everything that's up there. Once that was all gone, my health started coming back.
Wow, Jerry.
So it's not that mold. A lot of, like you said, mold is not always bad.
Right, right.
So that's why we call it microbial growth.
Yes.
Probably, but, <yeah. laughs> but mold is not always bad. But if you have a compromised immune system, if your respiratory system is not as strong as a typical person, you're going to feel those effects even more. And the other part she noticed, and her friends are starting to come over to the house, she goes, "Because my house doesn't smell anymore."
They were staying away?
They were staying away.
They How about smelled, that?
I mean, everyone's been into a house, I'm sure.
Oh.
Maybe it's just me because I'm my history. But I've been into houses where the mold and mildew is so bad in it to where you feel sick or dirty walking into there.
I know what
and
you
so,
mean. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. So obviously she gave us a 5-star rating.
Oh, yes.
But no, it's
That's a great example.
Well, yeah, people don't know it. That's the crazy thing. They think heat, 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 heat.
Right.
That's the only thing they think of is heat. But like in the Pacific Northwest, we don't deal with heat. Maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks out of the year, we'll get above 100 degrees, but that's nothing. We deal with the moisture. And most of the country deals with the moisture. They just don't realize it.
Yes, that's great. Jerry, I like that 2- and 5-year mark follow-up process, and maybe
yes.
Many others do that. I've not heard it before. I like that. That's a good follow-up system.
It is. It lets us keep. I mean, our warranties are for the life of the roof. So as long as that roof is on this house, our workmanship is there, and it transfers to the next person. So we know that roof is not going to fail the way it's installed with ventilation and the way the actual roof was installed with fasteners, everything.
Right. Quality shingle, so, all that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So we want to keep our thumb on that roof to see
yep.
how it's doing.
Sure.
I mean, it does it. And plus, it's building a relationship with our client.
Absolutely.
And we just don't believe in putting a roof on and then letting the client hang to dry.
Sure. Great. Great customer service.
Yeah.
Great customer service and great example story. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. So, Jerry, we've been talking to this point about how the occupant of the house, you, me, everybody, generates water vapor and how it can become a problem if it's given an opportunity to condense. And you've already mentioned this when we were talking about the rusty nails. It doesn't mean you have a roof leak. And we understand why the average homeowner thinks it's a leak. But would you mind just a little bit deeper, Jerry, elaborating on why homeowners automatically go to, well, I got a leak when there's the condensation, they see a wet stain on the ceiling, I got a leak, I'm going to call Roof Life of Oregon. Why is that the default thought process, do you think, for homeowners?
Because they don't know any better, and they're not supposed to. It's not their job to understand the roof. It's not their job to understand how it works, but we want them to learn about it and we want them to be aware of it. So when you have podcasts like this and people are searching for, hey, I have a roof leak, they're going to pop up with this podcast and they're going to see things like, you know what? It is not a roof leak, because there's times we go into a house and you'll see the sheetrock and it's black and it's not centrally located. It's spread throughout a big area. And so as a homeowner, you're automatically going to assume, oh man, I got a roof leak.
Sure.
But it's our job to go up there and really assess it and say, you know what? It's not a roof leak. You have an overabundance of moisture up there that's spread throughout and it's seeping through your sheetrock and into your home.
Yes.
That's what we're there for. And yeah, it's, we get a lot of calls that says our roof is leaking and it has nothing to do with the roof leak. It has everything to do with condensation. Like the rusty nails, I give props for clients who go up there into their attic. They should at least once a year take a flashlight, peek your head up there.
Get up. Yeah.
Do a once around and look over the bathroom, look over the kitchen, look over the bedrooms where you sleep. Those are going to be your biggest problematic areas. That's going to tell you if you have a condensation problem. Don't look in your garage. It's a waste of time. You're not going to see anything. It's going to look gorgeous. And you're like, I got a great roof.
Yeah, yeah.
only like 15% of your home.
Right, right.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot. People are just assuming that it's a roof leak because that's what they were always told the problem was. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've been to a roof that clients say, I've had X roofer here, 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 and here, and they've never been able to find the leak. And it's still, my black ceiling is getting bigger. And then we go in there and we fix the ventilation, and all of a sudden, the black leak stops.
Right. They were black chasing leak. A leak that never existed. Yes.
Exactly. It's like the rusty nails. They look up there and they see water droplets, and they're like, oh, my roof is leaking. A roof doesn't leak on 4,000 fasteners all at the same time. 4,000 is an exaggeration, but
no, but I know what you mean. Yeah. So Jerry, this is good. And we're on track here for this next portion of the conversation. It's not a roof leak. It's actually in part an attic ventilation issue. And we're talking about the moisture isn't allowed, it isn't being given a chance to exit properly. It's lingering in the attic, and that's when it can become a problem. Those 2 to 4 gallons of water vapor that we talked about that we're generating as the occupants of the house. So they should be removed in a timely manner, ideally, through a balanced system of intake and exhaust vents. It's not a roof leak, it's attic ventilation. And by intake vents, we're talking about soffit vents or under vents or rooftop style intake vents low on the roof. Those allow the outside air to enter the attic and help push the moisture out through the exhaust vents, which are any vents at or near the roof peak, ridge vents, box vents, power fans, wind turbines, or gable end louvers. Jerry, can you please share with us examples? Now, you already did with the elderly woman. Maybe you have another one where attic ventilation came to the rescue to resolve what was a moisture problem, and now it's gone. And it might be hard to top the one with the oxygen, but you probably
almost every roof that we do. I mean, like I said, we go into so many attics and we see so many stories that the roof tells us. And when we change the ventilation and we're taking out that plywood that's bad, and we're getting rid of that microbial growth, customers actually feel the difference. I mean, their heating bill is going to go down because they have a balanced system. One of the biggest mistakes that we see that clients make, or even roofers, sadly, a lot of roofers make, is they will address the exhaust ventilation, but they really forget about the most important thing is you got to feed the beast. you can't have this crazy, beautiful exhaust vent on the top of your roof and you don't feed it with something, because it's going to pull that air from someplace. Mm-hmm. It's going to pull it from your home. It's going to make your HVAC building go or bill go up.
Yes.
And so, I mean, it's hard to explain, or it's hard to pick out another one, because honestly, every one of our clients that we deal with, when we take out the ventilation, or we take out the existing ventilation, add in new ventilation, get rid of the problem, like the microbial growths, it's just, our clients are happier. They feel the difference. They really feel the difference. You'll be surprised how many phone calls you'll get from our clients when the ventilation's done right. Because they'll say simple things, because we talk about winter a lot. We talk about moisture a lot. As simple as when they're walking through their house, they don't have a chill to the bone, wet, cold feel. It's a lot drier.
Yes. That's great.
They don't have to use their dehumidifier as much. So it's just an overall improvement. It's like I said, I'm passionate about it. And when we get into it, I can go on for hours and hours. I mean, I really can. I mean, a client this morning, I was on the roof this morning. We just got done finishing his roof.
Yes.
And his roof was separated. He had an upper roof and a lower roof. The lower roof was a perfect candidate for ridge vent.
Okay.
The top roof was a pyramid, so we had to use a power fan.
Okay.
He had not had it hooked up yet. Granted, it was only like 3 days since we finished the roof, when we go there and we inspect it. And he goes to me and he goes, "So it's okay, I don't have this hooked up until summertime, right?" And I go, No. This is needed more now than ever.
Right.
This is the most important time. I said, "You remember all that plywood that we took out of your house that had microbial growth on? If you don't hook up that fan, you get that stuff to all come back to you.
We'll be dealing with that again. We don't want to." Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And so, yeah, just like you said, you got to balance it out. You have to feed the beast.
Make
your roof happy.
I made a note, Jerry, feed the beast. I like that. And when we say feed the beast for our listener, the exhaust is the beast. Intake feeds the beast. So you need a balanced system of intake and exhaust. And, you know, when we talk about ventilation, Jerry, It's not only the quantity, the amount of ventilation you need, but it's the correct distribution of it. And the distribution is intake and exhaust. And the quantity is based on the attic size, which is what contractors like you measure all the time. And I wanted to just share for the listener that there are tools out there to help you calculate how much ventilation you need. There's a smartphone app that AirVent has for Apple and Android devices. It's under the name AirVent. We also have an online calculator on our website, airvent.com. It's customizable, so you could insert your company name, your logo, your company colors, and you could use it as a leave-behind resource for clients if you wanted to. We also walk you through the calculations by hand as one of our monthly lesson plans online at AirVent University. And that's our free continuing education resource on our website. So there's ways to calculate how much ventilation. I talk to homeowners, you probably do also, Jerry, who get involved and they want to know how you calculated how much ventilation my attic needs, even if they're just curious. But it's how much and even distribution.
Yeah, it really is. It's how much and even distribution. And our clients are in a hard spot, because I'm going to offshoot just a little bit here with the calculation.
Yes.
You as a client, you're getting bids from all these roofing companies. And sadly, there are so many roofing companies out there who just do not do the calculation. I don't know if they don't care, but I don't even think it's that they don't care. I don't think they know, because they didn't go to the classes. They didn't do the continuing education. I mean, I can't tell you how many years we've been going to your class. We know a lot about ventilation, but every year we still go, because there's always a nugget of knowledge that you gain from every single thing that you do.
Thank you.
And when you are, back up with the clients, they have a really hard spot to be in, because they're trying to make sure they're doing the right thing for their roof. And they're trying to believe the roofer that's at your house. But when you have three different roofing companies, four different roofing companies, five, that are all telling you different stories about ventilation, my story to them or my advice to them is like, don't listen to me. Okay? I know the calculations. I've gone through the classes, but don't listen to me. I want you to go to a third-party resource. And I do. I cite your YouTube videos on AirVent Incorporated. I cite the calculator on your website, and I allow them to work that out. I give them the square footage of their house, and I say, here, this is what your house is. Go check it out. Don't take my word for it. And there's a couple calculators out there, but we really—
There's
always going to be. But we like yours because it's always consistent. It's always there. It always works, and it tells you the whole story of what you need. I mean, we like your calculator so much that we designed a program for our company that's our CRM estimator, and we actually put your formula into our program to where when we put all of our lineals for the roof size in there, it automatically calculates what the customer needs for their house.
Fantastic.
So if you have a 40 square roof, it's going to tell you you need about 39 can vents. RVO 38s.
Which is obviously like ridiculous, but
it's ridiculous, but it tells the clients. They go through and they see what it means. And the reason why we do that is because, like I said, you have these roofers that will come up and say, oh, we're just going to add more can vents. Or are they adding 38? Or are they just replacing the existing? Are they actually addressing the issue? Or are they just trying to sell you a roof?
Right, right.
So,
Jerry, what I like about this is I'm listening to you. I'm putting on my homeowner hat, and I don't know much about ventilation. So now you've given me a chance. You're empowering me to I'm going to run these numbers a little bit. And although Roof Life of Oregon would like to get the project, if you don't, you have at least helped the homeowner assess, you know what? I did need that much ventilation. Mm-hmm. And if they go with someone else, okay, but at least they're getting it done correctly. And I like that you've given them the time to, you're empowering them, really.
Yeah. We're a consultant to them. We're not for everybody. We're not going to get every client, but if we can get every client to ask the hard questions to other roofing companies, all the other roofing companies will start following in behind line of what is correct and what is right. I mean, for heaven's sake, give that client a roofing warranty. At least give that client a roofing warranty from the manufacturer, because if you don't do the ventilation, the $20,000 you spent is actually going to be $40,000 because you're going to do it again in the time you live at that house.
Right.
So
right.
Do I want the bid? Yes. Do I care if we get the bid? Not really. I just want you to be happy with the roof that you put on your house and that it's right.
Yes. And it's good for the industry, Jerry. Everybody benefits. Great. It's everybody benefits.
Yeah, everybody. The client, the roofing companies, everybody.
That's great. That's awesome, Jerry. Thank you. Jerry, is there anything else either about moisture or attic ventilation in general or anything on your mind, really, that you'd like to share with our listeners as we wrap up this topic today?
Go in your attic. Listen to your house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, I say it a couple times. Let the house tell you the story and what it needs. If you just sit there and you look, it will start talking to you. I know it sounds weird and I'm a roof nerd. And
now it's all good. I like it.
And they talk to me. I mean, every time I go up on a roof before I leave a client, I say, all right, I'm going to go up on the roof and see what the roof tells me. And so it's one of my favorite lines. And when they hear that, they're like, that's weird. But then they start thinking about it. But yeah, just pay attention to your house. Pay attention. It'll start talking to you. Ask your friends and family that come over. If you think you have a moisture problem, hey, do you smell mold or mildew in my house? I know it's embarrassing and no one's ever going to tell you that, ooh, your house stinks. But yeah, just go in your attic, look around. And for the roofing companies out there, do the math. Think about the client.
Great. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you very much. I want to thank you for your time today. We appreciate that you're sharing your expertise with us. And on behalf of AirVent, the industry, and homeowners, thank you, Jerry, for everything that you've done in the past and now. And I'm sure we're going to be tapping you again in the future. Thank you very much, Jerry.
You bet. I love it. Thank you, Paul, for inviting me once again.
You're welcome. Every day we generate water vapor living inside our homes. Don't allow it to become a wintertime problem. Watch your house and let it talk to you, as Jerry says. Well, that wraps up this episode. Please leave a review on iTunes if you'd like, and be sure to let us know if there's a topic you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Maybe you'd like to be a guest one day, like Jerry was a guest today. Drop us a note on the podcast page of our website, airvent.com. And please come back for more Airing It Out with AirVent. I'm Paul Shelsey. Thanks for listening.